4. It was the sort of house real estate agents call a ranch. Eddie wasn't surprised. What did surprise him a little was how modest the place was. Then he reminded himself that not every writer was a rich writer, and that probably went double for young writers. Some sort of typo had apparently made his second novel quite the catch among bibliomaniacs, but Eddie doubted if King ever saw a commission on that sort of thing, or royalties if that was what they called it. Still, the car parked in the turnaround driveway was a new-looking Jeep Cherokee, with a nifty Indian stripe running up the side, and that suggested Stephen King wasn't exactly starving for his art either. There was a wooden jungle gym in the front yard with a lot of plastic toys scattered around it. Eddie's heart sank at the sight of them. One lesson which the color had taught exquisitely was that kids complicated things. The ones living here were little kids, from the look of the toys. And to them comes a pair of men wearing hard calibers, men who were not at this point in time strictly in their right minds. Eddie cut the Ford's engine. A crow cawed. A powerboat, bigger than the one they'd heard earlier from the sound, buzzed. Beyond the house, bright sun glinted on blue water. And the voices sang, "Come, come, 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 Kamala." There was a clunk as Roland opened his door and got out, slewing a little as he did so. Bad hip, dry twist. Eddie got out on legs that felt as numb as sticks.
"Tabby, that you?"
This from around the right side of the house. And now, running ahead of the voice and the man who owned the voice, came a shadow. Never had Eddie seen one that so filled him with terror and fascination. He thought, and with absolute certainty, "Yonder comes my maker. Yonder is he, I say true." And the voices sang, "Kamala, come three, he who made me."
"Did you forget something, darling?"
Only the last word came out in a down-east drawl, the way John Cullum would have said it. And then came the man of the house. Then came he. He saw them and stopped. He saw Roland and stopped. The singing voices stopped with him, and the powerboat's drone seemed to stop as well. For a moment, the whole world hung on a hinge. Then the man turned and ran. Not, however, before Eddie saw the terrible, thunderstruck look of recognition on his face. Roland was after him in a flash, like a cat after a bird. 5. But Cy King was a man, not a bird. He couldn't fly, and there was really nowhere to run. The side lawn sloped down a mild hill, broken only by a concrete pad that might have been the well or some kind of sewage pumping device. Beyond the lawn was a postage-stamp-sized bit of beach littered with more toys. After that came the lake. The man reached the edge of it, splashed into it, then turned so awkwardly he almost fell down. Roland skidded to a stop on the sand. He and Stephen King regarded each other. Eddie stood perhaps 10 yards behind Roland, watching both of them. The singing had begun again, and so had the buzzing drone of the powerboat. Perhaps they had never stopped. But Eddie believed he knew better. The man in the water put his hands over his eyes like a child. "You're not there," he said. "I am, Cy." Roland's voice was both gentle and filled with awe. "Take your hands from your eyes, Stephen of Bridgeton. Take them down and see me very well."
"Maybe I'm having a breakdown," said the man in the water, but he slowly dropped his hands.
He was wearing thick glasses with severe black frames. One bow had been mended with a bit of tape. His hair was either black or a very dark brown. The beard was definitely black, the first threads of white in it startling in their brilliance. He was wearing blue jeans below a t-shirt that said "The Ramones" and "Rocket to Russia" and "Gabba Gabba Hey." He looked like starting to run to middle-aged fat, but he wasn't fat yet. He was tall and as ashy pale as Roland. Eddie saw with no real surprise that Stephen King looked like Roland. Given the age difference, they could never be mistaken for twins, but father and son? Yes, easily.